Let's continue our journey through the Heidelberg Catechism by looking at question number 24. Lord's Day 8 in question 24 asks, how are these articles divided? And if you've been journeying with us, you know the context of this question, and that is about the Apostles' Creed. So the question is asking, how are these articles in the Apostles' Creed divided? And answer, into three parts: God the Father in our creation, God the Son in our deliverance, and God the Holy Spirit in our sanctification. So let's read the Apostles' Creed again and see if you can pick up on the three parts that it's divided into. The Apostles' Creed says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Section 1. I believe in Jesus Christ, his begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He descended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. Section 2. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Section 3. So as the answer says, each person of the Trinity is attached to something in the history of redemption. And so you have the Father creating. He creates time and space and all things in it. Then you have the Son redeeming. Jesus actually coming down in time and space to accomplish the work that they meaning the Trinity, counseled together with each other in eternity past. And then you have the Holy Spirit who applies that work that Christ accomplished and sanctifies the people that God the Father had given to the Son. Charles Spurgeon says this about the Trinity. He says, nothing will so enlarge the intellect, nothing so magnify the whole soul of man as a devout, earnest, continued investigation of the great subject of the Deity. And so that's why the Apostles' Creed is broken down this way, because of the importance of knowing each member of the Trinity and how they have a specific job, I guess you could say. And so, looking at other creeds besides the Apostles' Creed, you'll see a common theme, a Trinitarian theme. The three main historic creeds of Christianity are all structured around our three-in-one God. And that's the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. And so let's look at the Nicene Creed to see how it's divided. The Nicene Creed says, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. So that'd be section one. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end. Section 2. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to the life in the world to come. Amen. Section 3. And so the Nicene Creed is broke down in the same way the Apostles' Creed was, and that's in a Trinitarian way. And then you got the Athanasian Creed, and we'll just listen to just parts of it so you can see how it also is organized and divided around the Trinity. Athanasian Creed says that we worship one God in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, neither blending their persons nor dividing their essence. For the person of the Father is a distinct person. The person of the Son is another, and that of the Holy Spirit still another. But the divinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, their glory equal, their majesty co-eternal. What quality the Father has, the Son has, and the Holy Spirit has, The Father is uncreated. The Son is uncreated. The Holy Spirit is uncreated. The Father is immeasurable. The Son is immeasurable. The Holy Spirit is immeasurable. The Father is eternal. The Son is eternal. The Holy Spirit is eternal. And yet there are not three eternal beings. There is but one eternal being. So too, there are not three uncreated or immeasurable beings. There is but one uncreated, immeasurable being. Similarly, the Father is almighty. The Son is almighty. The Holy Spirit is almighty. Yet there are not three almighty beings. There is but one almighty being. Thus the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. Yet there are not three gods, but there is one God. Thus the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. Yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. The Father was neither made nor created nor begotten from anyone. The Son was neither made nor created. He was begotten from the Father alone. The Holy Spirit was neither made nor created nor begotten. He proceeds from the Father and the Son. Accordingly, there is one Father, not three fathers. There is one Son, not three sons. There is one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. Nothing in this Trinity is before or after. Nothing is greater or smaller. In their entirety, the three persons are co-eternal and co-equal with each other. And so I didn't really have to tell you throughout that one which one was section 1, 2, or 3, because it was so interwoven throughout that whole creed. And so I think it's pretty clear that all three of these historic creeds find their organization, their divisions, their parts are centered around the Trinity. And so understanding the Trinity is a huge deal. Because if someone was to deny the Trinity after they've been taught from the Bible what the Trinity actually is, who God actually is, and they deny that, there's no true faith there. Because without a Trinitarian confession, the gospel has no way to be understood fully. Because you don't know who God is. And so starting next week, Lord willing, we'll start to dig into our understanding of the Trinity. But right now, my point is simply to show you that the three main historic creeds of Christianity are all based around the same three articles, and that's the Trinity. That the very way the creeds are organized in such a way to explain the Trinity to the reader. And so I hope by seeing that organization of these three historic creeds and how they are broke down and how they're based and centered around the Trinity informs you of the importance of the Trinity. And question 24 almost seems like a filler question by asking how the Apostles' Creed is broken down. But behind that is the importance that there is no understanding of who God is without an understanding of the Trinity. And so I hope that's clear from looking at those three creeds we just looked at. But before we stop, we have to ask this next question. And that's a question that at one time or another has probably went through your head. And that is, question number 25 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Question asks, since there is only one divine being, why do you speak of three? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a great question. And next week we'll look at the answer by starting our understanding of the Trinity. We'll see you then.